I'm on Facebook Marketplace.
Wheeling and dealing? What you trying to get?
I'm always wheeling and dealing on Facebook Marketplace. You shouldn't even try to get it for a face value. Just try a little bargain.
Every time.
Would you take it for this?
I wake up in the morning and I get on Facebook Marketplace. Straight up.
Just
I'm like,
for
what's
random
up?
Random things? What's up here?
What's up around here? Could I use something new?
People be selling good stuff, though.
They do.
I'm currently looking for outdoor patio furniture.
Mm-hmm.
Target had a wonderful sale over the weekend. 40% off all their outdoor stuff.
Nice.
I know. So I got a few things, but I need to complete the set. So I thought the marketplace was the place to go.
All right. Well, good. May the odds ever be in your favor.
Thank you so much for that, Rach. I really do appreciate it.
It is a war zone out there on the FBM.
Always. Well, welcome, everybody.
Welcome.
Today, as you're listening to this on Friday, June 3rd, Mercury is out of retrograde. Take a deep breath.
Has it been in retrograde for how long?
I had no idea, but now I'm like, aha.
All the crying.
Speaking from a Virgo, I'm like, ooh, it's been heavy. It's been deep. It has been a whirlwind, but you've made it, guys. You've made it. So cheers to that. You're out of the retrograde.
I watched a funny TikTok today about a girl whose mom was meeting her girlfriend for the first time, her Virgo mom.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like her mom running outfit choices by her, running the necklace choices by her, hugging her daughter to see like if it would be a comfortable enough hug
when
she first meets her daughter's girlfriend. And just it was very funny. And I was like, I don't really know what's up with Virgos because I feel like you toed the line of not being a normal Virgo. But I laughed because I thought that would be Jess. She'd be like, how do I come off the best?
I love the practicing the hug, though. Like, is this comforting? Yeah. Is this too close?
Yeah.
Are tits touching? Yeah. You know? So, yeah, we've made it. And you guys can relax and breathe easy.
Breathe easy.
I am also getting my period. So I apologize
for
all of the slurs happening.
Oh,
I won't be saying any slurs. I will not be discriminating at all on this episode, but I will be messing up my speech. So bear with me. Bear with me. Also, happy Pride Month, guys.
We won't forget this year.
We won't forget this year. We're trying to do an episode dedicated to Pride Month.
Hell yeah.
So if you are in the LGBTQ commune, and you want to come on our podcast, hit us up.
Maybe like coming out stories. Maybe we'll love it. Yeah.
Whatever you guys have, we'd love to hear it. And we'd love to put you right here.
Put the spotlight on you.
Yeah. So happy, happy Pride Month.
What else you got? Jess, you and Joe had a nice little staycation.
We did. We had a good weekend. We took our dogs to the dog park. Not important. We also did a little date night here in Akron. Which is shit town, USA. We were here on Sunday.
Hey. My town.
It's Joe's town. Joe, like, screams Akron until he gets there and on a Sunday of Memorial Day weekend and none of the restaurants are open. He's like, I fucking hate this city, man. He was hate texting about Akron to his friends. I'm like, bro, it's a holiday weekend. He's like, there's no way.
Oh, in the evening?
Yeah.
It's like past 8?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So anywho, we were just kind of bouncing around trying to find an open restaurant because we grabbed some beers, hopped on the scooters, kind of cruised around downtown. Joe took me to go see a Ray LaMontagne show. Funny story about that is I surprised him with a Ray LaMontagne. Do you know who that is?
Nope.
He sings Trouble.
Okay.
You would know it if you heard it.
I know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyways, I took him to go see Ray LaMontagne in Boston, and this actually happened to be one of our biggest fights. He said something. I surprised him with these tickets and took him to Red Sox game in the same weekend. Girlfriend of the year.
Yes.
And on the way out.
It was the early days.
And on our way out, he was like, man, that show kind of sucked low-key. Like, he didn't play any of his songs. And he's actually known for that. We didn't know that going in. But, like, he has, like, a bunch of mainstream songs that even if you don't know this guy, I guarantee you know about 5 of his songs, but he doesn't play those at his concerts. And Joe's like, that's just so shitty. Why would you not give the people what they want? And he's just going off. I'm like, you're
Joe's getting justice minded.
And I'm like, you sound a little ungrateful to me. And so drunk Jess is like, that's fucked up. And I stormed off into a bar by myself and was like, I'm ordering a drink. I mean, it was a big fight for no reason. Just stirring the pot for no reason.
Yeah, sometimes you like to keep a little spicy.
A little spicy. Hey. And so we went to Acronym Brewery right downtown. He was like, it's redemption time, Jess. We're going to Ray LaMontagne. I was like, yes. But no, it was really nice.
Did he surprise you with that when you were down there? Yeah. That is hilarious.
I know. And so we were just kind of scootering around town trying to find food. And I was like, he was like riding in front of me. He like passed me. And he's in these like dress pants and like loafers. He was looking real cute. And then when he passed me on the scooter, I was like, he like hit a bump. And I'm like, I got the ick. I got the biggest ick. The way his butt cheeks were clenched so tight on that scooter. And it just like he hit a bump in his body, the way it jiggled. I was like, immediate ick. Immediately no. Oh, and I'm like, I got the ick. He's like, no, seriously, what? And he's like, go in front of me, go in front of me. I'm like, I can't unsee what I just saw.
You want to talk about the ick?
I do.
Josh has been gaming a lot lately. And normally he games. 20
Saturdays?
Normally he games when I'm like not around. Like, or like tonight. Mm-hmm. If he games, you know, then out of sight, out of mind. And that's all I got to say about icks. If I don't see them, they don't exist.
I get that.
But screaming at a game is, I mean, immediate no.
I'm
like
embarrassed already.
Nothing is that serious.
Like, it ain't that deep. Like, it ain't that deep, bro. Like,
guys on me, guys on me. Oh. Don't say guys on me. Okay.
Oh my
don't
God.
Just, oh my gosh.
I would have the ick as well. I would stand in solidarity with that.
And I'm downstairs, and he's upstairs, and
it's loud.
It
clear as day.
Oh, my God. It's
like just
screaming.
To know that he's sweaty, stressed up there, you know, over a game.
And the AC does not travel upstairs, so he's literally swampy.
He's swampy.
He's swampy, getting stressed over a video game. And those are just things that I have zero to no tolerance for.
I get it.
And I was like, babe, I don't enjoy it.
Not for me.
And he's going to hate that I'm saying this. But one of our favorite treats is Nerdtrope. So good. Do you like Nerds? Have you had Nerdtrope lately?
I have. I would never pick it firsthand.
Nerdtrope?
But I think if it was near me, I'd be jacked.
Yeah. So I found these like little mini Nerdtropes.
I would feel cool eating one.
Hey, they are.
Do you know what I mean by that? When I say that, like.
Well, Josh chose to eat one to make me laugh. He like deep throat.
Oh,
I'm
no.
I'm going to take this out. And I was like, not funny. Like, I was like, babe, who are you? Like, what audience are you doing this for? Because it's not for me.
Oh, my God.
He's like, it's funny. I'm like, no.
Just he's here to make himself laugh, and that's
what he says.
I get it.
As long as I'm making myself laugh,
he's so
I'm like,
funny.
That's aggressive. That's an aggressive move. I know.
That's an aggressive move just to get me to laugh.
And it's something I can't take off. Like I can't take that out of my memory. I'm all like every time I look at a Nerdtrope, I'm going to be thinking of my partner deep throating it.
That's Josh.
But
for you.
Do I want a Nerdtrope right now?
Hell, I know that sounds so good.
So good. I love candy.
Mm-mm-mm. I do have a question. Were you watching the current season of Survivor?
Yes, we finished. Yeah.
You did.
Watched.
So you saw the spoiler alert.
Okay. Can we get on Survivor stuff?
Quickly. Because we'll go forever. But this is spoiler alert if you haven't watched the end.
Yeah.
But Marianne.
I know. Proud and happy for her. But when they voted Lindsay off, they voted like the best player off, and everyone in that jury knew it.
Yep.
Like it was really sad when Lindsay got voted off because it was like she should win. Like she was 100% should have been the one to win. And after she got voted off, I was like, I don't care.
She was a hustler, homie. She dug deep.
She really was.
She fought to the tooth and nail for
she
that
did.
Shit.
She was the hardest worker, and I felt like she played like a pretty honest game, like made tough choices when you had to, like for the game. But I felt like she was a very relatable player.
Yeah.
But Marianne, very, I mean, a wild pick. Whoever had Marianne listen, as their
the
pick.
Fuck? Listen, my jaw dropped when Romeo won the challenge. Oh, I was like, bro, no way.
Josh and I looked at each other. We were like, Romeo's going to win this. We know.
I was shook. I was like, go off, Romeo. But mm-hmm. I'm like, what are you still doing in the game? I understood what he was still doing in the game because he's the weakest player. And you want to take the weakest player to the end. And I get that. But I'm like, and he knew that.
Yeah. But that's one of the things I don't like about Survivor sometimes. It's like sometimes the final three are like, okay, these are like, these were good contestants. Like they, one player might not be likable and you know no one's going to vote for them. But like,
yeah, like sometimes you just skated by and I feel like that's how Marianne was.
Yeah.
Like she was at the bottom for a while. But she was the annoying girl at first.
Did you listen to her reasoning?
No.
So she
we
kinda said,
fast forward because we were like, let's just get to it. Sometimes the talk gets a lot.
I listened to the, so she said, she's like, in Survivor history, no one under the age of 25 who makes big moves after the merge will make it. So she's like, I just laid
skate
back.
By.
Yeah, she was like Tori, under the age of 25, tried to make big moves, first voted.
No, it's risky.
It's
who else high was making huge moves.
Oh, yep.
And they blindsided him. I really liked him. But
me too.
Omar.
I feel like my like ideal top three, my top three favorite was High, Omar, and Lindsay.
Mm-hmm.
I loved them.
Yeah. I loved Mike. When Mike won fire, I was like, let's go.
Yeah, I know. Like, the firefighter. Hoboken.
I was hoping. I'm like, this dude cannot be a firefighter and not win this.
I know.
But they were like leading you on that he wasn't good at it.
I know.
I'm like, I love that. I love the drama that they
decided
to
do. They
do
so well.
Mm-hmm.
But I hated Jonathan.
I mean, he's your typical best player. You know, he's your strongest player.
But the gaslighting for me, I was just like.
He sucked.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It wasn't.
It was not good. But so happy, Marianne.
I mean, she's a weirdos
young
unite.
Woman, person of color.
Love to see it.
She did great. And I loved that she, like, put a reason to, like, what her tactic was.
Yeah.
But just, like. Like, Romeo didn't really have a... He was just like, I'm just hanging.
Not a fucking clue.
No. But I'm excited for the next season.
Me too.
All three of them have been filmed back to back, I guess. Yep. Jeff just lives out there now. Jeff has
He's living
home.
The life.
He's hot. And we'll say it.
Is he?
Jeff?
I mean, I would appreciate if he was my dad.
He's zaddy.
Is he zaddy? He's giving zaddy. He's giving
yes,
zaddy
he
energy.
Is. Oh my gosh, tough but fair.
I just feel like he just knows so much. He's seen so much.
I know. I like enjoy
he's
watching
so
old
wise.
Episodes. Yeah.
And he's just good at what he does. He's like, got nothing for you. Head back to camp. Don't I say that all the time.
I got nothing for you.
We have so much Survivor talk at home. It's great.
Good.
I know.
I want to join. I want us to do like
we should do a fantasy for next season.
But it's such a hard thing to play fantasy for, I think. Because
I think
we'll
have to figure out how it goes.
It really is hard because it's like you don't know who other people are going to pin up against. You know, it's like sometimes I felt like there are definitely like characters that get voted out in the first half that could make it to the end. But for whatever reason, they just get targeted.
Yeah. They got a target on their back.
I also like Drea a lot. She was one of my faves, too.
Boy, I didn't like her.
I didn't like her at first, and then I started liking her towards the end.
She wasn't my favorite player.
I liked her.
But I respected
her. I'm team women.
Yeah. Aren't we all? Hopefully.
Pride month.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Do we have anything else? Anything else before we get to...
Have you watched Stranger Things?
We are... Well...
Have you watched the scene that everyone's talking about?
And I don't know. We'll we're on episode 5. So,
did you see when Max was being the whole Max scene?
Yeah.
With the music?
Uh-huh.
You saw that whole scene? That's like the scene everyone's talking about.
Why?
You see all the TikToks and stuff?
I haven't seen the TikToks.
All right. We'll save it. I mean, it's not anything. I feel like people are just making a big deal about like that song and like everyone's becoming
Josh
like,
was like, "This is a great song."
I just love Stranger Things. I feel like I just get like
have
time
you finished?
Warped.
What's okay?
No, we're probably at like episode 5 too.
Okay. Well, Josh and I just figured out that two more episodes don't come out until July. Oh, did you know that?
No.
Yeah. So
what a surprise.
Hey, take a little pause because, yeah, it's like, also Josh and I felt like these episodes are long.
I know.
They could have split them more.
I know. Almost. So like a longer first part. It has part one, part two, which is already long. So.
Yeah. So, yeah, two episodes will come out in July, I guess.
Wow.
So don't expect us to have resolutions.
Yeah, I get it. Stranger Things. They're always leaving you at the edge of a cliff.
We love it. We love Stranger Things. We do. Stan.
Another show that I adore that we both watched is Love on the Spectrum, the U.S.
I can't believe we didn't talk about this last week. We were just texting about this.
Yeah.
An insane amount.
I think we had a lot to talk about. I feel like it didn't come up. But
Steve, that's all I got to say.
Steve.
Find my number. I'll give it to you.
Wait, send me an email. Steve made me a bit like uncomfy sometimes.
No, never. He's like Mr. Rogers. No, but
he's someone that I felt so bad for. I usually don't feel bad.
Yeah.
I mean,
I think what you feel bad for isn't like his behavior or how he is. It's the fact that he went 65 years of his life
not knowing that he's on the spectrum.
Yeah.
That killed
and just
me.
Thinking that he can't make connections because he's weird. That's sad. That is.
Yep.
That is. But it's just create like back, like there weren't resources. Mm-mm. Like we live in a time, luckily, where mental health and all sorts of, you know, things are able to be diagnosed.
Right.
But I thought he was so cute and sweet. And he was like, he needs to be a voiceover actor right now.
Yeah, he does have a good
voice.
And
all of us are trying, all of us, meaning all the Steve stans, are trying to figure out what did that man do for work to have such a nice house in San Francisco?
He has the cutest home. And I don't know who, like, if he has, like, caretakers or if those are his family members that are, like, making him food and stuff. I'm like, what?
He has a personal assistant is what her name, like, the woman that, like, came around and took his pictures and stuff.
Yeah. That's so cute.
Yeah.
She's a Steve stan. I mean, I stan all of them.
And who are you a stan for?
James, my boy James.
Oh, my gosh.
God, I want to be a part of that family so bad.
Like, his parents roasting him. Constant.
No, but they just know him so well that they are just like the calm of him. But they are just like the best part. The best scene of the whole show for me is when James lost his checkbook. First off, because he has a checkbook. Okay.
Yeah.
There's so much chaos and calm in one scene. Like he's freak. He's in the middle of a meltdown because he lost his checkbook, thinking that he left it at the bank. His mom's like, "Hey, you want me to go check the banks?" He's like, "Yeah, you're going to have to like check both banks where I went." And he's freaking.
It's like, what were you doing at the bank with your checkbook? You know?
What do you mean? I think that makes sense.
But why?
Like you know, maybe he keeps his checks.
I don't know. What are checkbooks?
The fact that James uses a checkbook melts my damn heart. And his dad, in the same scene, is just like, while this is going around, looks at the camera guy and is like, "Oh, James got me this mug when he was younger." The fact that it just is so funny. Like, his parents just made me smile. And then, like, when he does find, he's like, "Oh, I had it the whole time." And they, like, race to go call his mom to, like, come back. It's just, wait. But here's what I do have to say. Why did they do my boy James so dirty with that hair? Why didn't they tone his fucking hair? You saw it. That thing was orange and then the color of his hair.
I know. I said, but when he was out in the sun, I was like, does he want to look strawberry blonde? Because if I had saw him on the street, I'd be like, oh, strawberry blonde hair.
No, those were two different colors. And a lot of people are saying like, oh, you know, he probably was just so anxious. You know, you can just know how James is. He's not.
Yeah.
He's just anxious boy at all times.
I gotta get going.
Yeah. Probably he's like, oh, no, it's fine. You know, but I saw that and I was like, I'm no hairstylist, but I know that doesn't look good.
Yeah, we need to tone that down.
My boy James. Anyways, if you haven't seen Love on the Spectrum, we've done a lot of show talks. What?
Hey, talks.
But it's a great show.
Good. And other than that, it's just weddings. Weddings, weddings, weddings. We're in the eye of the storm for me right now.
You are. Mine doesn't really hit. I mean, once fall hits for me, it's...
Don't talk to me in September. I think you and I actually have to talk about when we are going to take a season two break.
It's going to probably at the same time last year. I feel like it would be good.
Because
September, October.
Things are looking rough.
Yeah, it's gonna be wild.
But yeah. Jess.
Yes.
We have a fun. This was inspired by a TikTok that I saw. Hopefully I liked it so I can like show people. But it was the TikTok was someone reading her friend's like rule breaker list.
Mm-hmm.
Or yeah.
A like, deal breaker.
Deal breaker list. And very funny. Like one of my favorite ones was has too many sisters.
Yeah.
And it was like, and then the girl said, yeah, because when they have sisters, they think they're so relatable. And she's like, yeah, it's the worst.
It's the worst.
The worst.
Yeah. So we asked you guys, and you guys always come through. We said, we want to know what your random, silly, or serious deal breakers are when looking for a partner. Like, what's an immediate hell no for you when you're pursuing someone? And your guys's are so good. Okay. Here's the first one, and I can... A lot of these I can definitely relate to. Long nails. Immediately no.
Bite your nails like a real person.
Chomp on them things like a real human.
Like honestly.
No, I just feel like...
Be a nail biter.
What is it about long nails?
And it's the dirt that gets caught underneath them. And I don't have long nails. And so I can't understand, like, I don't know. Josh... He'll go outside and he goes outside to trim his nails, which I appreciate.
Do them over the toilet like a real human.
No, he goes outside.
Why? What is the outside piece?
Just so he doesn't get the gunk everywhere. I don't know. I appreciate it. Take that outside if you want to trim your nails. But yeah, I don't want a pap smear. Just trim them down.
I don't want to get a UTI.
Don't scrape the inside of my cervix. I don't need any of that.
No, we can't be having that. Keep them right. Keep them tight.
Keep them.
You keep them right and we'll keep it tight.
Yeah, because we don't want an infection.
No, we don't. Please.
Yes. Have you ever dated anyone with long nails?
No.
Good.
But it is something I notice. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've seen them get too much out of hand, but they take care of them in enough time, you know?
Yeah.
I've seen them at a length I'm not happy with, and they'll take care of it. Okay, here's another one. No shoe game. Bad footwear. This is a material thing.
Material girl!
That was, like, not totally perfectly in sync. Okay, but seriously, it doesn't even matter how much money you have. That doesn't mean like high-end shoes.
No, yeah.
It just that means like well taken care of, no gross looking shoes.
Yeah. Like
I get that. Like an immediate, I guess like a more attractive thing is if they've got good
Yeah,
good
just
footwear.
Like clean sneaks. Maybe just like a good wardrobe of different shoe options.
But here's the thing, you know, like you can have bad clothes and you can have killer shoe game and you could still look fly.
Yeah.
And that's talking about
what are bad shoes? What are the like
I feel like if they're just like really worn down or not taken, like,
yeah,
you know, just wear have a nice pair of shoes that you wear out. Wear your shitty ones when you want to wear them, running errands, do whatever. Everyone's got them.
Oh my god, Jess,
what?
Speaking of shoe game,
talk to me.
So I forgot that this happened. Okay. So we went over to my mom's house. So Josh, speaking of shoe game, has the same Birkenstocks that he's had for, I don't know, 12 years probably. They are ice skates. Okay. There's no traction. There's nothing there. He's worn them to festivals. He's worn them to
they are imprinted with his footprint in it.
They're black. They're black. And Josh is a socks with sandals guy. And clearly the shoe game thing is not important to me. But he is grilling steaks at my mom's. And my mom has the new kitchen. She's like renovated her kitchen. And she has this new vinyl floor.
No way.
And I am walking, like, my mom's to the kitchen. I'm walking out the front door because that's like the easiest way to get to the grill. And I'm like, Josh asked me to bring something out for him. He's like running to the kitchen, run back. I hear like a thump, thump. And all I see is Josh's head on the ground. Just like, and I'm like, like, he's, you know, like when you, like a dignified fall, it's like fall on your hands and knees and like, I'm fine. He was fully laid out horizontal on the ground.
There was no time to even catch himself. He's like, shoop.
And he had a meat thermometer in his hand. And he stabbed.
Oh, my God.
And my mom's friend Rick looked at him like, are you okay? Like, he, Rick thought Josh, like, stabbed himself in the heart. It, like, was going to die.
Oh.
Hilarious. Hilarious.
Was he so embarrassed?
Josh got up. Not, that gave me the ick, too. He got up, bounced up, like, started jogging.
No, not the jog after.
Started jogging fall. Out of the house. I was like, where are you going in such a hurry?
Oh, my God. He's
popped up.
Because, like, if you don't laugh after you fall, it's immediate ick.
Oh, he wasn't laughing. He was just like, I was like, did you just look at every athlete after they had to get up and, like, get off the court? Like,
oh, yeah.
It's just like
the jog, like, yeah. The walk off, yeah. Like, I'm good.
Oh, my God.
I love that you admitted that gave you the ick, because it would for me too. Or just like him getting up off the floor.
I mean, him
not
falling.
Not even the fall. Safe into home base. Like, oh, my God.
Well, because I heard something. I was like, the last thing I was expecting was to see Josh's head laid peeking out from.
Did you guys talk about it after?
We haven't talked about it enough. No.
Yeah, but it needs to be talked up. Oh, like all the time.
Well, because I was like, "You okay? You okay?" Then I go back in, and my mom was like, "Rachel, you have to make sure that was a hard fall. That's a bad fall." And you know, my mom's like, "Honey, are you okay? Honey?"
Oh my God!
But last time, mom saw Josh fall. Was after a wedding, and he was really drunk,
and he jumped from the stairs. You told this story.
He didn't.
And he slammed his head on the
He didn't
the
jump. He just slipped.
Oh,
and
I
just,
thought he was being boom. Funny. It was like, see ya.
No, he just socks on hardwood. He had the biggest bruise.
Oh, my gosh. One time at a New Year's Eve party, we were in this, like, apartment. Like, a nice luxury apartment. And the floors, people were just spilling, and it was New Year's Eve, so, mm-hmm. like, there's just snow and slop everywhere, and there was hardwood floors, ew. And people were just slipping and sliding all night, and the more drunk people were getting, it was just more wet and spilled beer and everything, and I promise you, Joe was, like, posted up on like, a countertop, like, just, like, leaning back, and next, he's, like, standing in between two people, like, he was pretty new too. Like, we were new. And so he was like meeting my friends, like my guy friends, and like the
whole crew.
The whole crew. That's just like, you know, he's met the girls. But, anyways, next thing I knew, I saw feet in the air. Like, I don't know what happened or what made his feet. I mean, he was wearing like dress shoes too. And he just literally was standing 1 second, feet were in the air the next with these two guys. He's like trying to impress. He got up so fast. I'm like, I'm going to look away before I don't get the ick, and I will break up with you immediately, and we'll never make it. Oh, my God. I was like, no, God.
I can't hate on Josh, though, because remember when I fell in front of my clients and I was like, I am moving on.
I know. It sucks when you can't laugh about it and you're like, okay, moving on. Okay. Anyways, moving on to some more deal breakers.
Deal break.
Here's a good one that kind of came up quite a bit. Oh, my God. This is, I got to read those ones last. I'm saving them. God, I lost it. Okay, hold on. Bear with me.
Bear with us.
Okay. Let's just blanket cover it because we talk about this quite a bit. And it's Mama's Boys.
Oh.
And I guess we're talking about men in this situation.
Yeah.
But hate to see it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, what's a good relationship? Call their mom every week? Yeah, you know, but when does it become problematic where you're like,
I think love with boundaries. Because I think the issue with Mama's Boys sometimes is like when it's like the boy mom stuff of like just when the mom has no boundaries. And, you know, it just depends on that vibe of the mom. Mm-hmm. Like, there's nothing wrong with, like, a guy that, like, loves his mom. Like, I love my mom, you know?
But it's like when they're too close is when you start to, like, just a little tingly spidey senses are like, I don't like that.
Yeah.
Or like when your mom's, like, fighting your battles for you.
Yeah.
You know? Or, like, your mom's coming to talk to me about something that's a problem between us.
What about the moms that come to the engagement shoots?
Immediately no.
Immediately no.
I don't.
Unless they're wrangling the dog. Which is necessary. It's my requirement if you're going to bring a dog to an engagement session. You got to have someone to come, grab it, and take it home.
You know, or just keep them in the car like a real human, too.
Well, sometimes it's too hot. I don't know.
I get it. But mama's boys out there, get it together.
When they're like mouth kissing mama's boys, too.
Yuck.
Ugh. I don't think I've ever really dated a mama's boy. Not like that.
We just see them.
Yeah.
We are a witness to them.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think I've ever knowingly, like, shot a wedding where the groom was like, I'm such a mama's boy. I've had the daddy's girls. Which. Hey.
To wee. Here's, people said this a few times, are mean to waiters, wait staff, and are bad tippers.
That was one of your biggest red flags. One of our first episodes ever.
Yeah, it is.
You talked about bad tippers or rude. People, you said the same thing.
I feel like that's just one that it's like offer it. You know, I can probably get down. You know, I can fix your shoe game. I can fix your style. Mm-hmm. You know, but what I can't do is change
your personality. Yeah,
what's inside here?
On Glenn and Doyle's podcast, an interview with Jen Hatmaker and Jen's new boyfriend. I can link the podcast episode. Jen Hatmaker and her boyfriend, Tyler Merritt, when they went on their like first date, they didn't really know it was a first date. It was like they have a publisher and they were like, oh, hey, Jen's going to be in town. Tyler's going to be in town. You guys want to go to a show together? Like, we'll buy you guys tickets. And so they get kind of like set up, but unintentionally. And Jen's like running late, or no, Tyler's running late, and Jen, like, both of them talk when they're talking to Glennon and Abby about like their the first time they met each other, the first time that they knew that, like, they were special about something. Mm-hmm. And Tyler said, I sat down at dinner and Jen already knew our waitress's name. And he's like, that really stuck out to me. Mm-hmm. And Jen said, that's like interesting because my first like memory of you is when a woman passed, you complimented her outfit and really hyped her up.
Aww.
And I was like, those are the moments that like are really important. Like that you, like showing how you care for other people that you're and not just, trying to impress, that exactly, are just people.
Exactly. Like, just complete strangers. Yeah. But just like, that's how you are in real life. Like that's how kind, that's the kindness of your heart just like beaming, you know, out without any need to impress or win them over, you know?
So I thought that was sweet. I was like, that is so true.
Very notable too.
Especially because they're like older, they're in their like 40s, 50s. So it's like, those are the things that really matter at that age of like, how do you treat people? How do you care? You know, like, that's just nice. I love Jen Hatmaker and Glennon. Jen Hatmaker, Glennon Doyle, and Brene Brown are all in this like unit of like, previously very associated with the church, and I read some of their like blogs and books when they were like Christian authors, and they've now spread out. Not that they aren't like believers, but they do not associate themselves with the church anymore. Glennon Doyle, you know, came out as a lesbian and is married to Abby Wambach, and it's just very, those are people that like are significant to me because I followed them when I was in my like church phase, and then like walked me out of it, kind of. So
yeah,
we love them. I'll tag some of those podcast episodes.
Yeah, I feel like that's the one podcast that you guys say this about us sometimes, that you're just sitting in a room on a couch just listening or just being a part of the conversation. And I feel the same way when I listen to We Can Do Hard Things, Glennon O'Doyle's podcast. I feel like it's just, You can hear them. Like, it's just so thought provoking and like such good exchange of emotion and information. And Glenn is learning and her guests are learning and every, you know, it's just, it's really cool. So
one of my favorite episodes is they do a sisterhood episode with Glennon and her sister Amanda and Brené and her sister. Forgetting her name right now. But they all talk about like that. And it's really interesting to like get the sister dynamic from four very accomplished, impressive. Barrett is Brené's sister.
Barrett, yeah. She has another sister too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But very, very good. Very good pod.
Very good pod.
Can't compare, but you know, very good pod.
Right. Okay. Back to Ick Steel Breakers.
Ick Steel Breakers.
Somebody said sitting Indian style and I
howling. Absolutely. So true.
Immediately, no. I'm getting, immediately when I thought of this sitting Indian style, why is that an ick? And we're talking from a straight perspective.
Yeah. So we're talking specifically about men.
About men.
Hey, men don't have to be straight, but just.
No, you know, but I mean, yeah.
It could be a man to man.
Yeah, but I mean, like.
No.
Why is a straight man sitting Indian style?
And you know what I immediately get? My visualization of this person is in like an oversized t-shirt, not like purposefully, just like a shirt that doesn't fit them, and like Levi straight fit jeans and like low, not high top, low cut Converse.
Why do I feel like that's
and
hot?
It's like, it's,
why do I feel like that's attractive?
I'm thinking like orientation stuff at like college, like just
okay,
a string bean type of guy.
You know sitting. The visual I'm getting?
What
is Joe had these pair of pajama pants?
Is Joe the biggest ick you've ever
had? Yes, I'm married to him. When you're married and you've been in a relationship, everything's gonna give you the ick. Not everything, but some things. But like, they're not the ick that like turn you off. They're just like, that was funny. That's kind of, don't like that. You know. And you just keep it moving. And if you know, you know. But this was when we first started dating. And I mean, this could have changed things for me. This is the first time that we like went out to eat, came back, and we're just going to like hang out late night. And I think I was, might be the first time staying over. I think it was. And so we brought pajamas. I brought clothes to change into. You know me, looking cute, looking fly, wearing something.
You bought something new for it.
100%. I bought a new pair of pajamas, a new pajama set. Absolutely. Joe comes down. He is in like an oversized, big, baggy tee.
Nightshirt.
And he is wearing these navy blue Aeropostale baggy boys. Baggy. And they're just
hey,
no pattern.
He was comfy.
He couldn't have been more comfy. And I know that for a fact. And he came down, no socks, just bare feet out. Like, I was like, please, God, don't turn. This can't turn me off. Like, he's so perfect. I'm like, no. He comes sit down next to me. He's like, and put one leg up. And he's like, sorry, edit that out. He puts one leg up. He's like, I'm like, please, God, no. He moved in with me. And I'm like, babe, these have to go. These are disgusting. He's like, I wore those every night with you, Jess. I'm like, yeah, I know.
And enough is enough.
And you're lucky we still hooked up.
I paid my dues,
but that's the visual I'm getting.
Have you ever hidden any clothes of Joe's that you don't like?
Oh, I just will tell him now. There's nothing I won't tell Joe about the clothes that he wears or the way that he looks.
Oh, I can't shame Josh into not wearing something. So
I wouldn't call it shaming.
Hey,
let's
if you know Josh, snitches get stitches, but let's just say.
It's called honesty.
Let's just say I lose things.
I mean,
he'll know what I like and what I don't like, but there are certain shirts that I've folded up in maybe a weird place and put in a weird undisclosed
They're not
location.
In heavy rotation, and that's facts.
At this point, we would like to apologize sincerely to our YouTube community because, I don't know, that whole last clip is not there.
YouTube
so
can.
There's about a 22-minute break, I think. And you've been through a lot as a community, and you've stuck with us. And
for that,
I applaud you. I really applaud you.
The YouTube community. Maybe we'll make a little YouTube video, especially for the commune. We can't make any promises like that.
Hey, it'll be a picture of us saying we fucked up. Sorry. So if you're an audio listener, you are sticking to what is most consistent, and just know that the video is not there, which is sad.
Sorry. Okay. We're going to continue on.
Get there. Get us there.
Okay. Oh, hold on. Let me read this. Oh, messing up. Oh, man. A dude once told me the pay gap makes sense because men are expected to pay the bills. The woman was too stunned to speak. What? Why would you ever say that to...
Also, what?
Also, the men pay the bills?
Also, what about women that aren't married to men?
Right.
They shouldn't get paid the same amount. Single women should just take the cut.
Right.
Also, what? Yeah, I thought household labor should be free. I heard that, like, grocery shopping and the time you take childcare and laundry and manual labor around the house just is truly worth $0. Men have the audacity, and if nothing less.
Truly. I mean, I was shocked by that. I was like, yeah, the pay gap makes sense. You guys shouldn't get paid as much as we do. Because so I'm going to stop you right there.
I'm going to
let me pump the brakes real quick. I'm going to get the bill and I'm going to get the fuck out of here. This is a hot take. Use a Snapchat over the age of 30. This is a hot take. And we've talked about Snapchat before being like,
I guess it's how you use Snapchat. If you're like, can I get your Snap? And you're trying to communicate with people exclusively over Snap, which is apparently something some people do.
I think it's because it disappears. Like, there's no trail
of
getting caught. And I'm confused by that. I could see that could be a little controversial and a little bit of a hot take and something to talk about with your partner and be like, I don't really trust Snapchat. Like, this is my experience with it. And I didn't know
if it was a red flag or an ick. When I hearing that, it's just an ick. Like if a 30-year-old person's just on Snap, like taking pictures of yourself with filters,
yeah,
could be an ick. It could be a red flag.
I don't know. Could be both. You know, a lot of people said like dipping, chewing tobacco, smoking.
Yes. All those things.
I agree with those. Chewing loudly.
Yeah, we got a lot of mouth chewers. I read these for a little bit. I didn't want to spoil it for myself.
But. Mouth breathing. Someone just said in parentheses, I hate a lot. I hate lots of sounds. mouth breathing, man. Well, I hate to break it to you, though. You know when people have the pinea?
Our dude Josh got the pinea.
Got the pinea and are down with the pinea and...
Did I say that on the pod or did I say that in Marco Polo?
In Marco Polo. Oh. And I was like, not the fucking pinea. That was
Does funny. Joe have sleep apnea?
He snores louder than anyone I've ever met. So
really?
He's got to.
So that's interesting. Josh doesn't snore. It's literally that he like stops breathing and wakes himself up and has like woken up into panic attacks because he can't breathe. But he's
terrifying.
Really not. He's not a snorer.
Joe, especially when he's on his back, it's like, oh my God, talk about it icking itself. I promise I love my husband. This is just
she loves him and she hates on him.
No, I feel like I've learned to sleep through snoring. It's not a deal breaker for me, but if mouth breathing was like over here, like also if he was like getting close and like trying to make out with me and was like mouth breathing, nothing like trying to pursue like sexual encounters and you're not feeling it and you know they're getting all like weird and you know it.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just the hormones being released and you're like, I don't know. We got to shut it down here.
Oh, and I say it verbally. I'm like, I'm not going to have sex right now.
Ew, do you hate that feeling of like them like
I don't.
What is that? You know?
It's just like, well, and I'm a very like literal person. So I'm like, are you doing this because you want to have sex? And he'll be like, no. And I'm like, I mean, it's okay if you do want to have sex. Sex is a normal part, but where, just so you know where I'm at, that ain't on the same wall. Then that's not a journey for me tonight, you know?
We're not on the same agenda.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to shut that down right now.
Yeah.
Are you a morning or night person?
Midday.
Nothing like a good midday.
I'm energized. I'm ready. At night?
At night, not for me.
No.
Unless I've been drinking and I'll get a
little goosey.
Woo! But morning, too, it's kind of nice. Half sleepy.
Mm-hmm.
But we both for sure have to brush our teeth and wash up.
Oh, until, yeah.
Which can already wake you up and start and already get that mind going of like productivity. We have to do something. So
midday. Now since it's summer, like 5 p.m. seems like midday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I go to the gym, shower, get back.
Oh. I like that, Rach. Good for you.
Thanks.
Someone said a lot of people with feet stuff, a long second toe.
Ooh, I might be one of those people.
I feel like the majority of people have a long second toe.
Right? I have long toes. I've got I'm guilty of having some finger toes, and that's for sure. I got long toes. I'm very insecure about it. I don't like showing them, but then I've like just taken a look at other people's feet and I'm like, feet just don't look good.
I have considered selling feet pics though.
I would love to.
If anyone really knows how to go about actually doing that, because I hear a lot of people like, I tried it, didn't work, got off of it. But I really did research it a little further. Okay, here's another one. Competing to be the funny one. Once a guy got mad because I beat him to his own punchline. That's on toxic masculinity. But, hey, sorry to hear that. We are allowed to be the funny one.
I'm reading through some of these. Oh, I am the funny one. Josh and I have a running joke about that. Like who's funniest? But
no, he's funnier. Rach, yes.
Josh is funnier than me?
Yes.
No.
Rach, you're not a jokester. Our friendship, you're not.
Right. I have more highbrow comedy, and we know that. But Josh is more of a comedian. But I think I'm funnier, just like Broad City is funnier than.
But I think Josh brings that out in you, because I don't think like on the front.
Jess and I are, this is the end. This is the last podcast.
No, but hear me out. I mean, you do be cracking jokes every now
Josh's
and then.
Josh's idea of comedy is deep throating a nerd's rope.
And that's funny. I feel like he brings this out in you, that you both have like this like silly, funny relationship where you guys tell each other jokes and make each other laugh.
All I know is Lori's going to listen to this and she's going to have things to say, because I'm very funny and my sister knows that. And
I believe if I'm not saying you're not funny, but I would say.
Are you saying you haven't seen me be funny?
No, I have seen you be funny, but I'm saying if we were choosing who's funnier from my POV. Josh is a jokester.
I won't say that he's not more of a jokester.
I didn't mean to hurt your feelings, Rach. Oh,
it's the end. So it is the end. Where's polos?
Not in this decade.
I know. I can't. But Josh just does his best. You know, it's like they're comfortable. He's cute.
With what underneath? Pants?
Work stuff. It's all his work uniform. Nice blacks, like slacks. Might have just like a simple polo.
We're talking about if he were to meet you out on a date. Not.
I wouldn't put that past him, but I think he's cute.
That's all that matters, Rach. But I would say if the guy showed up on our first date with a polo. Especially if he was wearing white socks. You know how I feel about white socks. And if they're dirty.
Floppy.
The floppy toe. my vagina just dries right up from that. Immediately, no.
This is one someone said. Bashing exes, which I agree is one of my red flags. Like a red flag for me. Like someone who like openly will talk shit on their ex. in a way that's like, hey, you were with them.
There's a like, line to cross with it. Yeah. Like, you can say why it didn't work and then give a little line to cut it. But I think hammering in a little too hard is like, oof, okay. What are these extra feelings still about? I know. You know? Like, what's lingering that you still haven't processed?
And then you make, like, I've known some couples that, like, make hating the ex as, like, part of their, like, bonding.
Yeah.
Very weird. Very weird. Someone said sleeps with socks on. Take it offensively. And I sleep with socks on.
Every night. In the heat of the summer.
I can't. My feet are cold. So I can't fall asleep if my feet are cold.
Put them under the blanket.
It doesn't work like that. My circulation doesn't work. As soon as I put on socks, I'm like, and then I kick them off at night. That's all.
And that's on psychopath behavior.
Madison does it too, so I feel like I'm not alone. Men in flip-flops. Agree.
Thong flip-flops too.
It's the thong flip-flops. Like, you can have sandals. You can have mandals. But if you have Abercrombie and Fitch, frayed, khaki, you know the type. Thong flip-flops.
Reefs.
Straight to jail.
Not for me. Joe said that
goes well with the puka shell necklace, though. I will say
Joe said that that was his attire with, like, cargo shorts, like, all through high school.
Do you want to know some wild behavior I saw from a guest at this wedding?
What?
On top. Sport coat. Nice collared shirt. You know, on the bottom, cargo pants, high socks, and dress shoes. I wanted to ask so badly, but I didn't. Like, I literally wanted to ask so badly, did you spill something on your pants? Because they were hiking cargo shorts with, like.
Did it match?
I mean, they were like light khaki, you know, it was like khaki shorts with like a navy sport coat. I was very.
It was the pattern of
high socks with the dress pants. And I was like, is this a look or was this a mistake?
Tell me this now. Are cargo shorts 100% out? Do we have to do away with them or is there a way to still do them? My vote is it's a no for me, dog. There are so many other
accept them for hiking. Like if you.
But I want them to be above the knee. Yeah,
above the knee only.
We are not.
They can have the big pocket if they're hiking sport pants.
Okay, I hear you on this. But here's the thing, guys. I don't think that we're doing at the knee or below the knee any longer with any pair of shorts ever.
I don't think we are either.
I just need to be on the same page because I'm still seeing the cargo out there.
And Josh is a cargo pants kind of guy, cargo shorts kind of guy, but he does not own any.
He could give that off.
But I'm sorry, the Birkenstocks, he's got it in him. The polo shorts, he's right there.
He's got it in him.
He's a walking chugster, okay? We love him. But yeah, I'm very happy that.
What else you got?
If they're slow in airport security, bye.
Yeah, can't be having that.
They're moving.
Here's the thing. I'm looking at you as a potential partner, maybe even someone to start a family with. And if you're not the dads at the airport, having the passports ready, being ready the night before, I don't want it. I need you on level 10.
Okay, on high alert.
But also, when I think about my partner, it's never going to be him. That'll turn.
Well, if he's on high alert,
that means we're entering into panic zone.
Yeah.
So who's gonna take over? Me. And that's on codependency, guys.
Hey.
And that's something I'm working on, guys.
We need
an expert. Did you get my?
I did. Just an expert in codependency that would come on our podcast. I think we just need to read Codependent No More. And just say like our top takes from it, like our top. Takes
okay it. But I'm like, we're not here to tell you guys how to deal with codependency because we are codependent,
but yeah, that's not what this is. That's
okay,
not what this kind of podcast is about. I don't know. I broke up with a guy that I was seeing because we had the same birthday. I don't know why, but it was.
Yeah.
I can see that.
I wonder what her zodiac sign is. Because
we got to know that.
Yeah, just because like she's like, I don't want to share my birthday with someone, with you. What does that say? I get that, though. That'd be tough. I would want, I don't want to share my birthday with you.
Green text bubble.
100%.
100%. No. And I'm sorry about that.
Why? Why is that? But like, maybe it's just like the, I feel like my texts don't get to you as fast. And I also don't know when you get them. I like to see the delivered. Also, a lot more people lately have their read receipts on. Read receipts, whatever you want to call them. What is up with that?
Wait, sorry.
Bold move.
If you have them on?
No, I'm saying a lot more people have their read receipts on. Like as of late, I've been noticing.
Okay.
And I'm...
I have them on just for Josh. So he knows when I've read something. But I don't have them on for anyone else. But you know what? What iPhone thing is sweeping the niche right now?
What?
Is the notifications on silent.
Yeah?
The non-confrontational, like... social anxiety people are living their best lives.
I did it for a while.
I have one person in my life that has them on 24 hours a day.
Who?
Just someone.
I was trying to get you okay. to say, you're like, just someone.
Yeah. But I'm like,
I respect that.
Yeah.
I did it for a little while when I was not doing well and was just feeling like, I can't deal with the anxiety of other people trying to communicate with me. And I'll get back to you. That's like, I'll get back to you when I can.
Yeah.
Which I respect. I think more people can get down with that. I don't think anyone should take offense to that either. I'm not sure if anyone does, but.
This is interesting. I've never thought about this. If they're obsessed with going on adventures, I ain't got no time for that. Does that mean like just someone who always talks about traveling and just like going and like doing stuff? Like someone who like isn't like
complacent with what their real reality is and just always on to the next thing?
Yeah.
Could be.
I could see how that like would not jive with someone who's like a homebody or like, you know, likes their routine.
Yeah. Like, just like, that ain't for me.
We don't need an adventure.
We don't need to be on adventures, you know?
When they hate cats, strong agree. Number one for me, I agree.
Number one for you?
If you hate cats, you have no sense of reality, okay? I truly,
you know who you're sitting next to?
I don't believe that you hate cats. I think you have to own a cat to know a cat. And
I never have owned a cat.
So you have to know a cat to get them. And once you get them, you're like, wow, these are the best animal ever. Like, don't get me wrong. I understand dogs. I like dogs. My dogs need me, and I love to be needed.
Saying cats over dogs?
Yeah. If I could only have one animal.
And this is on the last episode of For Better and Worse podcast.
We've broken up. If I had to choose between cats and dogs, cats. Because they are self-sufficient, which I respect. I respect that about them.
Like, honestly, if the dude was a cat dude, probably wouldn't date him.
I could also see how if it's a cat dude, how that could be a bit of a turn off. I can see that. One and the same. But someone who's like, I fucking hate cats. Cats are like, there are people that are like, I fucking kill a cat.
You don't have to aggressively dislike any animal. I can see where that can spark.
If you aren't crazy about cats, just say, I have to meet the right cat. You know, just say, I'll never say no, but... Cats are
for real the best. That's that on that. Okay, here's kind of one in the same. And it's not having a job, not having a work ethic, or any sort of passion.
Yes.
And I think that's just on humans.
Yep.
Being attracted to other humans in the way that we want someone who's driven. We want someone
who knows what they want. And I feel like sometimes that can be tied to like a salary. But I think mostly if it's the right person and they have the right values, if maybe they don't make a lot of money, but they love what they do. That's what counts.
I agree.
Like, I would say, you know, 9 out of 10 people, that's what matters in a partner, is just someone who's like confident in what they do, loves what they do, and is pursuing, actively pursuing a future where they're, you know, driven and.
Right. Because here's the thing about salary. Like, you guys can create a life that you guys want, mm-hmm. you know, with the money that you guys have. It's called budget life. But I think it's that drive. It's that mm-hmm. that ethic to want to work, to, you know, have that reward system. Be yeah. like, I work hard, play hard.
But and here's the reality, though. If you're a person who's like, I don't know, doesn't like working and doesn't like doing stuff and doesn't like get on some meds, okay? Because it's not.
We don't need to be obsessed. Let's.
Yeah,
let's,
you don't. I think one of a problem in life is feeling like your career has to be your passion. I feel like sometimes if you have a job that you like enough, you know, make that the reason why, you know, plan your life around that job. Don't revolve your life around, you know, your purpose there. I think that puts a lot of pressure on people to find a job that they're like, you know, this is my purpose. But that to be said, if you literally are like, hate getting out of bed in the morning, hate every single thing, and you've tried multiple things and you've tried and things still aren't working out, there might be a common denominator there. That is
mental health. Yeah.
And
like it's motivation is your yeah. problem. And that sounds a little bit like you need a little help. And that's just your brain working against you. So right. just.
And
just
I have a job that I love and I struggle, you know, like I struggle being motivated.
Yeah. So I think that's a misconception, too. It's like yeah. if your passion is, and we talk about this.
Yeah,
a lot,
it'll be easy. It'll you won't wake up a day in your life.
It's like, no, at the end, and we talk about this, but at the end of the day, it's still work to us.
Yeah.
There's still a long to-do list that we want to say fuck off to. And,
yeah.
you know, we do have the freedom to choose when we want to do it. And that's good and bad and at the same time. So. Mm-hmm. But I think just motivation in general mm-hmm. is motivation to be better, to want to do things, to build a life. And I think obviously all of that is very attractive.
Yeah. We have any more notables?
I'm trying to see.
This, I can relate. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I've told my husband if he had a pet bird, it would have been immediate no. I won't do birds. And Josh wants a bird so bad.
I don't take him as a bird guy.
Josh is whatever he wants to be whenever he wants to be it. Okay? And that's one thing I know about him. But he is like apparently loves birds. Wants like a parrot or whatever.
The one that repeats after you?
I would literally
those are
stick Herschel
so
on.
Fucking annoying.
But I know that like once I have an animal, I'll be like, oh, I like you. But I'm like, I just couldn't. I just, birds are not for me. But I love birds. But I just won't have one.
I feel like the birds, if I see birds in a house, I'm like, you know too much. You know too much. You are judging me. You know, I feel yeah. like when I look at them, I know they're judging me. And like, what are we, and we're keeping you in this cage for what?
That's my thing. I was like, Josh, birds should not be in cages.
No, that's actually really fucked up. And that's my take on that.
Yep.
What else? Trades, invest in crypto.
Oh.
That's funny. Yeah, no thanks on that. That's just investing. Sure. Not sure how to do it, but I heard it's good. Someone also said Disney obsessed adults. Like hey. If you go to Disney World without kids, you gotta go, they said. We've talked about Disney adults.
Unless you're like in the area for something else and you're like, might as well fuck around, go to Disney. But
or if you're taking like a little trip with your partner and you guys enjoy Disney, like a one-time ordeal. But don't make it your personality.
No.
But I feel like that's a fun trip. I think it's a fun, do you think it, have we talked about this? Is it important to do Disney before kids? If you are a fan of Disney.
Yes. I think if you're a fan of Disney, absolutely. Like, I've been to Disney because I went for, like, our high school choir went. And then my high school boyfriend's family went. Like, I literally went to Disney 3 times in 2 years. It was wild. I'd never been there before. It was, like, my junior and senior year of high school. So I've been a bunch. Haven't been since then. But I would say that it is obviously more fun to go when you don't have like screaming kids. And I also feel like when you bring kids when they're real little, that's not going to be the time for you to enjoy yourself.
But also if you haven't gone and you take your kids, you can be like, you know,
yeah,
me and so-and-so did this.
But I feel like you can go once, right? Yeah, like go once. Like if you and Joe wanted to go to Disney, I wouldn't like judge you because it's like fun, right? It's like fun to go. But
it's fun.
But if you and Joe went to Disney and did your like yearly vacation always to Disney, I'd be like, have you heard of California?
Yeah, we've talked about it, but it's a little off brand for Joe and I.
Yeah.
We are going to go for my sister at some point in our life. We owe her this trip.
Well, Jess, I mean, we've done this.
This is another good one. This is it.
Okay, this is it. We're ending?
We're ending on this. A bad storyteller. Get to the point.
Those are the worst kind of people.
I respect them for trying to engage me in the and to know all the details that are important to the story. But get to the damn point. But if it needs to be a well-delivered story and it needs to be funny.
Right. But nothing will give me the, I think we've talked about this before, then when like a bad storyteller's partner will be like, no. Yeah. And then it's like, we've just made this 100 times longer with more tension. Don't interrupt a bad storyteller telling a story. It'll only throw them off. And you know they're passionate. You know they want to do good.
And we love the passion. We do. We want you to get there. Joe does that. Sometimes he'll speed people along and I'm like, you're making it worse.
Right. Because maybe they're skipping out on something they need to mention. It's like,
you're throwing them off because they already are in their groove to get to the end. See ya. And Joe's like, yeah. I'm like, you're rushing people. Relax.
All right.
Anywho, I think that's all we got.
That's all we got. Thanks for submitting. We always love these episodes where you get to laugh about what you guys say.
Funny shit that turns you off. That's all we got for you.
I'm so mad about that clip getting lost. I apologize to the YouTube community.
It's thrown you off.
It does. Every single time something wrong happens.
You're thinking about it the whole time.
Yeah, really am. So,
but we just got to move past.
But I'm no longer funny, so I'm not going to try.
That's
anymore.
Not what I said. Not what I said. You are funny. Rach is funny, you guys, and we'll end on that note. And this has been For Better and Worse Podcast. I'm Jess.
I'm Rach.
And we out of here. Rach, I see.